Its current state on WKAR. Back in 2003, NBC put on a reality show competition called Last Comic Standing, which pitted stand-up comedians against each other. The runner-up winner, Ralphie May, begins a tour across Michigan this week, and he spoke with current state's Jamie Paisley, who joins me now. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Ralphie May does, you know, naturally enjoy making people laugh and kick back a bit. And as Ralphie mentions on his Netflix special called Unruly, whenever there's controversy in America, I have a great year. which, you know, knowing what you know about this news cycle the past few months,
sure.
How has 2016 been for Ralphie May?
Oh, man. You know, a lot of controversy, a lot of drama, personal, professional, political, nationwide, international. I mean, yeah. It's been a lot of stuff going on. So I get to talk about a lot. You know, jokes are good right now.
Yeah, a lot of people know you probably from your appearances over a decade now, at least at this point, with NBC's Last Comic Standing, runner-up in the first season, and then you return for season three. You know, that's quite some time, and even before that, I know you've been in stand-up comedy for like a quarter century at this point, even more than that.
Yeah, it's 27 years next month.
I'm guessing people still recognize you?
Oh, yeah. I am one of the most recognizable comics. You know, I'm 400 pounds. I can't put on sunglasses and a hat and just mail it in, you know? So I embrace it, though. I like people. You know, I'm lucky that they don't aggravate me. I like people. I like saying hello. I like meeting folks from all over the country. The value of a man is not the bank account. They can take that away. It's how many friends you have.
In looking at some of your past routines, you talked about your mom being a choir teacher. Is that where some of that performance bug started for you?
You know, there and through Boy Scouts, you know, we do sketch shows and stuff like that. She definitely was, you know, in the singing and didn't mind being up there. And I got put up there because of that. You know, I didn't care. It was something. My growing up the way I did was a crazy way to grow up, you know, whether it was going to the church house or you know, my older brother kind of abusive, or growing up in Arkansas, you know, a glorious kid in the 80s, the white trash. It was awesome. I try to relate stuff back to my family, the roots, you know, because that's the way we all do it. You know, if you talk about the way you grew up, it resonates with other people, because we all went through shared experiences, and I do that a lot when I'm talking, you know, personal stuff or my opinions, deep personal opinions and stuff. But, you know, I mean, I'll bring my dad into a Donald Trump joke. You know, I was laughing. You know, I found out that how he got rich was when his dad died. He left him $1.9 billion and 17 skyscrapers in Manhattan, and I was like, man. When my dad died, I got a coin collection, you know, and it cost me $78 to find out it was worth $2.38 more than the monetary value of the coins involved. From the grave, my daddy screwed me out of $50, you know. He got it pretty easy.
As you're telling the stories on stage and you're in the middle of your act, how much of that is kind of organizing? You want to go from point A to point B in a story that you've found funny, and how much of it is just kind of riffing off the cuff of whatever is coming to your mind in that moment?
You know, I will have a story and a direction I want to go, but I will do asides within the bit that are almost complete bits. You know, I'll do an aside in a story and do 4 minutes on that and then bring them right back to the story. That's what I think makes my comedy more interesting to the audiences, because I'm not just a linear comic. It's like I jump back and forth and do flashbacks and, you know, reference other stuff inside of a joke and take people in and out. And so that up, down, in and out of a story type of motion makes it more interesting, and you know, I think I keep people on their edge more and keeping them listening better, and that's why they laugh harder.
That Pulp Fiction approach of weaving in and out.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Ralphie May, famous for his appearances in NBC's Last Comic Standing, and who will be appearing for the next four nights here in Michigan. Tuesday in Saginaw, Wednesday in Flint, Thursday in Port Huron, and Friday in Muskegon. More information about the venues and ticketing options can be found at RalphieMay.com. And Ralphie, in addition to Last Comic Standing, I know you've also made an appearance on The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was phenomenal. My American boxer, Pimpy, was a huge Dog Whisperer fan. You know, when we'd have to go to the shows back when we were on the road, you know, in the first day starting out, go do road gigs, and he had separation anxiety, and so we would turn on The Dog Whisperer, and he would watch it intently and have no drama at all. And so when he got to meet him, he freaked out. He was like, "Oh my God, you're in my house!" And he loved Cesar. Cesar also loved my English bulldog, Hoochie Mama, who was a little... she was hilarious, and he liked her so much that he took her to his place for a couple of months, and she was trained so well, but he just loved having her. You know, I was on the road real hard for 2 months, and Cesar volunteered to have her come over and stay, charged me nothing, and he would just send videos of Hoochie, all right, where she's sleeping, and he's trying to wake her up, and gets her tongue out and holds her jowls open, and she's still snoring. Okay, I mean, my dog was so funny.
In a lot of your material, I know, kind of towards the end of it, since you're going on for a long time, you go fairly blue in your humor. Has that kind of changed over the past several years? As I know, you've had children in the intervening few years as well.
Yeah, I've had children. You know, my daughter will be nine in September, and she is a peach of a little girl. But I'm also a dirty comedian. I've always been a dirty comedian. It always just seemed more interesting to me than clean comedy. You know, if it's, you know, I don't want to be the most popular comedian in the world. You know, McDonald's is the most popular burger, but you wouldn't eat it. You know what I mean? It's not that good for you. I'd rather be, you know, do what I do and you know, make people laugh doing the comedy I want to do that I find interesting. Because I don't think there's been that great of dirty comics in a long, long time. And you know, there are a few exceptions, but it just seems like the clean comics get all the notoriety and press. And, you know, I grew up loving Sam Kinison and Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. You know, those are the guys that I liked. And Andrew Dice Clay, those are the ones that blew my mind. And you know, they were all filthy animals. And so for me, that's where I find the best comedy. Is the dirtier kind, but you know I'm in the minority. You know, a lot of people like, you know, hearing about their socks, and if they do, well, then, you know, might I suggest Mr. Seinfeld? He's amazing. It's not my cup of tea.
We've been speaking with Ralphie May, famous for his appearances on NBC's Last Comic Standing, and will be appearing tonight in Saginaw, Wednesday in Flint, Thursday at Port Huron, and Friday, ending the week in Muskegon. More information about those venues and tickets are available on RalphieMay.com. Ralphie, thanks for speaking with us.
Jamie, it's my pleasure, and my only regret is I couldn't spend more time in Michigan. I love the state. It's beautiful. This is the greatest time of the year, and the people are just phenomenal. I love Michigan. There's my girlfriend is from Michigan, and her family's from up there, and it's a great state and filled with fantastic people and fantastic towns.
All right. Safe travels while you're going around.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.